Welcome to It's a Good Life, where it's all about helping entrepreneurs think, feel, and do better. Earlier this week, you heard the first part of our Bold Predictions podcast. With CEO Dermot Buffini and Dr. Lawrence Yun, we heard all about the state of the industry and the market. Well, now it's Brian's turn. So sit back and enjoy this episode on how to be a recession buster.
Well, great job, Dermot, and thank you so much, Dr. Yun. Some great insight as always, and very confirming of where we've been at with Buffini Company. You know, that real estate report is a great resource in this ever-changing market. What I really find as an agent right now, you need to know the data for yourself, for your own peace of mind, but also building your own strategy. But you must become that trusted voice in communicating to your clients. They want to know the truth. They want to hear it, and they want to know that you know your stuff. So there is nothing more valuable right now as an agent than some really solid data that communicates where the market actually is. To help you even further, about a month ago, I recorded a podcast called The Coming Recession. And in it, I cover the history of recessions, what's different about this specific recession we're heading into, and then how to hedge your bets. And so that's a great resource. I really encourage you to check that out. It's the It's a Good Life podcast, and that's season 2, episode 43. So season 2, episode 43 of the It's a Good Life podcast. 500,000 people join me every month. If you're not already, you should probably check that out. So what I'm going to cover today with you is how to be a recession buster. There's a recession coming. Some argue that it's right amongst us now. I believe it's coming a little bit later. And again, you can listen to the podcast to find out all about that. You know, the market has been so hot that many agents were able to skate with poor fundamentals, bad service, and still make a lot of sales. Well, those days are all over, boys and girls. You know, I have a phrase I always say is a turkey can fly in a hurricane, and the wind is about to stop howling. An overwhelming majority of lenders, for example, have never worked in a market where the refi was not the primary opportunity in their business. So right now, they're having to switch gears. I'm talking about the vast majority of people in the mortgage business have never had a primary focus on purchase business. The majority of realtors have never worked in a market where it was cheaper, for example, to buy than to rent. They've always been in a case where it was easy to get someone to make a decision. Rates were low, prices were going up. That was easy peasy. Put a house on the market and you list it and you get 10 offers in 5 days. Well, let's be honest, none of us are that good. It's not that our marketing strategy is so brilliant. It's that the market is that hot. And I know this for a fact. We at Buffini Company are about to get very busy. The demand for training is about to skyrocket. And people who have known they need a coach for some time are finally going to reach out to get one before their business hit the skids. There's a lot of changing coming up, as you saw with Dermot's numbers. We have a record high number of people in the National Association of Realtors. This is all about to change. So for those of you who are our members, I'm going to reinforce for you our strategy called the Fab Four. And for those of you who are not yet members, and you probably will be soon, this will be a roadmap to bust out of this recession so that this recession doesn't bust your business. Here's the Fab Four, and you're going to get your head around this. You'll find that this is fun, this is approachable, and this should also give you a lot of peace of mind of how you can grow your business while many people around you are getting out of the business. There'll be some offices that are closing. There'll be a lot of turmoil here in the next 24 months in real estate, and there needs to be. Let's be candid. The market was actually too hot. Helping somebody trying to find a home, and there's 40 offers, and they have no chance of buying a home, that's kind of frustrating, and that's frustrating for a legitimate buyer who's trying to get into the marketplace. The other dynamic is it's very hard to differentiate yourself in the marketplace when the market's this hot. So the true professionals, the really skilled pros who are really excellent at their job, very hard to differentiate with the speed of the market. So all this is about to calm down into what I believe is a very good market. And we'll talk a little bit about that. So first and foremost of the Fab Four is more referrals. So the Fab Four is more of everything, but four things that are in priority. More referrals. Now, the reason this is important is referrals are what fuel your business. And this is how healthy you know your business is. This is like checking your pulse. It's not always about how much income you make. It's how many referrals you're receiving on a weekly and monthly basis in your business. That's the overall health of your business. The second part of the Fab Four is more sales. Now, this is ultimately going to defeat the recession. It will also defeat inflation. We're dealing with some pretty high inflation numbers. My encouragement to all of you is the biggest thing you could do to beat inflation is to grow your business at a higher percentage rate than inflation is. So if you think about it, let's say right now we have inflation at 8%, maybe a little higher. Can you grow your business by 10%? That means if you did 10 sales last year, can you do 11? If you did 20 sales last year, can you do 22? If you did 30 sales, can you do 33? That's what we're talking about. And if you do that, you don't have to be worried about inflation anymore. You don't have to be all caught up watching the news and barking at politicians and all frustrated about the gas prices and so on and so forth. If you can grow your business by 10% in regards to your sales, you've defeated inflation. And if you defeat inflation, you'll defeat the recession. Here's the third part of the Fab Four. It's more net income. More net income. This is what you get to keep. There is no award in real estate for net income. There's award for most listings and most sales and gross commissions, all kinds of things. But there is no award for net income. Those awards are given by two people. One is your spouse or whoever you share your economic life with, or two, your banker. You might get a parking spot at the front of the bank if you make enough deposits. So we want more referrals, we want more sales, we want more net income. And then here's the last part. This is huge. More time off. More time off. You know, for the past couple of years since real estate was declared an essential work, the fact of the matter is it's been hectic. You've been running hard. If you're in this business, you've been running hard. If you're representing a buyer or seller, the market's running at such speed, it's been hard to take any time off. It's been hard to take a vacation. It's been a hectic pace. And by the way, as much as I've heard people complain about the pace, they're terrified that the market's about to change. Oh my God, this can't keep this up. This is terrible. We got too many offers. It's going too high. The prices are going up too high. This is terrible, terrible, terrible. Market's about to change. Oh my God. And so I just had an event here recently, and that was the exact way I called out the audience, and they were laughing at themselves, of course, because it's true. More time off is an important part of the Fab Four. It's an important part of how we coach somebody because you've been running hard. You've been doing this perpetually. You need to have the time off for the breaks. It's a good life, and you can have a good business. You want to have more referrals. You want to make more sales. You want more net income. And some of you believe that means you need to work harder and put in more time. Not so fast, my friend. More time off is a key ingredient of how we approach coaching someone up. So let's get right into it. I'm going to help you right away. I'm going to help you right away. More referrals. No matter what's going on in the market, I think you will agree that if you could have a well-priced listing that's available to show and shows well in this market, it's going to sell quickly. And it's a very, very good thing to have. So here's a tip on how to get more referrals from your existing database. So what I want you to do is to provide a CMA, a market analysis, to everyone you sold a house to prior to 2021. So go back to all of your folks. And Brian, that sounds like a lot of work. Well, what are you doing the rest of your hours? There's nothing better than this. You're going to do a quick one-sheet CMA. Just say, here's a quick and dirty market analysis. This is a letter I wrote with one of my staff here for our members that I'm going to make available to all of you, whether you're a member or a soon-to-be member. And it says, Dear Blank, when you purchased your home, you made one of the biggest, most difficult decisions of your life. However, fortune favors the brave. You know, I love that phrase with regards to real estate. They've been trying to use that phrase for cryptocurrency. We know that hasn't worked out too well for so many people. But people who bought a home, who bought more home than they thought they could afford, they've done well. So congratulations. Since you purchased your home, the value has increased by certain, whatever the dollar amount is. And that's a blank percentage return on your investment. Now, just a quick tip without boring you with math. The percentage of return on investment is how much has the property gone up based on the down payment the person put in. So if somebody bought a $500,000 home and put down 50 grand and the house has gone up 50 grand, that's 100% return on their investment. Just like if you put 50 grand into stocks and that 50 grand turned into 100. So that's how you calculate that. And when you see these numbers, for anyone who purchased a home from you, it's going to be shocking how much money they've made and what a great rate of return. So you're affirming them. Well done. Fortune favors the brave. Congratulations. Here's how much money you've made. And oh, by the way, you made them that money. This is just a quick analysis from a distance. If you ever want a more in-depth report on the value of your home that would include any improvements you made, please give me a call and I'll be happy to provide that to you. Now, I do have two questions for you, which is my version of, oh, by the way, in this letter. Do you have a friend or family member who wants this rate of return that you could refer me to? Are you interested in making another bold decision and taking equity from this house to find your next dream home? I'm always so appreciative of your faith and trust in me when it comes to your real estate needs. It's a good life, Brian. That's a powerhouse letter that's working beautifully for a number of our clients already. If you want to copy that letter, it's free to you. Go to buffiniandcompany.com/midyear2022resources. So it's buffiniandcompany.com/midyear2022resources. Download it for free. You'll find people like Kathy Schultz there. Kathy Schultz has been in our coaching program for over 16 years. So she has a database that's very familiar with her. She's constantly providing value to them. And she sent out 50 of these letters with the CMA. She got 5 listings. She got 12 calls from sellers who had no idea their home had appreciated. Now you're going, ridiculous. Everyone, unless you're living under a rock, you have to understand that we're living this every single day. Most people are not. Most people are living in their home. They're not checking Zillow every night. Some are, but not everybody. So she got 12 calls from sellers going, I had no idea I had made this much money. And she got 7 others who are thinking of selling their home from 50. That's pretty powerhouse. So there's a resource for you to get more referrals. Here's another way to get more referrals. See people face to face. We call these Popeyes. And I especially call these post-COVID Popeyes. You know what? People want to hear from you. People want to see each other. Some people want to see you through the door. How are you doing? How's life? And what we always recommend is you bring a little gift. Bring a little something. You know, July 4th is coming up. Maybe you bring some ketchup, mustard, and relish. We've done this for years, telling our clients, put a little tag on there. It says, just popping by to catch up and let you know that I relish your referrals and that your realtor really cuts the mustard. Try something like that. By the way, could you do that to 10 people in the next week before July 4th? Could you do it to 20? Let me say this. That 20 Popeyes will be worth more to you than 50 online leads. You will get better referrals, quality referrals. And let me say this. Nothing beats face-to-face. You know, my dear old mom, she celebrated her 91st birthday here not so long ago. And during COVID, I'm on the phone to her. I'm FaceTiming her. I'm on Zoom calling her all the time. But my brother Dermot actually went over to see my folks, and I surprised them by popping in on her birthday. Showed up with the flowers because I'm the favorite son, obviously. And here's the deal. I've been seeing my mom on FaceTime. I've been talking to her on the phone. But here I am with her face-to-face. Nothing beats face-to-face communication for human beings. And I know we have all this technology, and I know things, oh, this is efficient and efficient and efficient. Just because something's efficient doesn't mean it's effective. A text is efficient, but you don't hug a text. You don't build relationship through a text. So the dynamic is you need to get out and about. Go see your favorite people. It's summertime. It's a great time. And by the way, they all want to talk to you about real estate. What's going on with the market? What's going on with inflation? Well, now that you've heard Dr. Yoon and Dermot, now that you have the real estate report you've downloaded, you can have a very articulate conversation and tell people exactly where it's at. People want to know what's going on. Now is the time to be visible. And guess what'll happen? You will get referrals and you will get qualified referrals because there's a heck of a lot of people still interested in buying and selling a home right now. Another little thing to be aware of for getting referrals is people are ready to party. Maybe you don't just do a July 4th Popeye, maybe you do a party. And we're coming into party season as we get into the fall. Man, you can start planning it out. Maybe you do something around Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas and Hanukkah, getting people together. Here's an example. One of our agents, she got an ice cream truck, and it's great stuff. People are ready to get connected. People are ready to be connected. Sporting events, all of our events. We have our Mastermind Summit coming up in August. People are signing up for that left, right, and center. Thousands of people. People want to get together. People want to connect. So make sure you're connecting people through your business. So there's a couple of tips on how to get more referrals. Now, hopefully, if you're getting referrals, you're going to get a chance to get our second of the Fab Four, which is more sales. So let me give you my first tip here in regards to more sales. First and foremost, there's less competition for your buyers. I know so many of you have worked with a buyer and they've seen house after house. They've written offers and they've got shut out. They wrote an offer and they've got 10% down and they got beat out by someone with 100% down, all cash offers, maybe an investor buyer. And so you've had those experiences and a number of buyers have given up. A number of them have lost heart. Well, what's going on right now? Well, we know we got a couple things going on. First and foremost is the rates have changed, as Dr. Yoon's talk about. It's made housing a little less affordable. As inflation's kicked in, it's made housing a little less affordable. What's happened there is it's taken some of the steam off the amount of showings. In some reports, they're saying up to 50% less showings last month over this month. So we have to understand that instead of competing with 20 or 30 offers, now maybe your buyer has a chance to compete with one or two. And so if I'm in your spot, I would absolutely challenge your buyers who've either gotten cold feet, who've gotten burned out, or who've lost heart to say, hey, don't give up on your dream of buying a home. I'm not going to give up on you. I'm still willing to fight for you. And just so you know, there's an awful lot less buyers looking at homes right now than there was. And so we can still fight the good fight. And instead of competing with a ton of offers, maybe we just have to compete with one or two. And I'll get into some of the health of it. Like 25% of all offers are still all cash right now. So just be aware. Don't let the media do to you what it's doing to your customers. Here's the second thing I want to talk about is that rates aren't as high as they feel. Now, come on, Buffini, what are you talking about? Well, rates feel terrible because they've escalated so quickly. It's been kind of radical. A couple of weeks ago, we had a 75 basis points raise by the Federal Reserve. They haven't done something like that since 1994. The rates have shot up, almost doubled in 6 months. But let me walk you through the actual numbers. And this is how you need to be able to talk to a client. Because people right now are bummed out because they feel like they've missed out on the sale. It's like showing up to Nordstrom's a week after their half-yearly sale. And you're like, hang on a second here, everything's back to full retail. So when people feel like they've lost, it's the worst motivator of all. In fact, the opportunity of gain is a fraction of the motivation that the feeling of loss is. So here's what's very important for you as a pro, whether you're in the real estate or mortgage business. Let me bring you back to a little reality. In February of 2020, which was the high point of our economy right before COVID, the average 30-year fix was 3.5%. That was the real number. And even then, they were a little bit hard to find that 3.5. You might be paying 3.7 or 3.8. The rates went down, and they went down all the way to 2.5. And so in June of last year, it was 2.93%. So they went down below that, came back up. Right now, it's about 5.7%. So it's gone from 2.9 to 5.7. It feels like it's doubled. It's the end of the world. And no doubt the mortgage payment has gone up every month. But it's very important that when you're talking to your customer, you need to let them know 3.5 was a real rate. 2.5, 6, 7, 8, 9 was an artificial rate. And yes, if you were looking to buy at that time, great. But the rate now is at 5.7. It's gone from 3.5 to 5.7. And if we're willing to take a look at something that's fixed for about 5 years, I can get you down maybe in the fours. So now you're looking at, it's gone from 3.5% in February of 2020 to maybe 4.25. If I get a 5-year fix, it doesn't feel like the end of the world. It's very important because that's true. And the dynamic of why would I recommend, I'm not telling you what to do, but why would I recommend, and I am recommending people get 5 or 7 year fix instead of 30-year fix, is that Lord willing, in the next 5 to 7 years, they get their arms around inflation. And if they get their arms around inflation, they're going to reduce the interest rates. That's what they have to do. That's what they will do. And when they reduce the rates, great, you can refi then. So this is very important. There's been a rate change. This was really good money. This was really good money at 3.9%. It was great. It's just they artificially lowered it down. And if you weren't able to get there on sale, the bargain basement, I understand. But now what's going to happen is, as Dr. Yoon talked about, prices are basically flat. And you can go and get a five-year fix or a seven-year fix and bring that rate down so it's not that much different than it was pre-pandemic. And that makes a buyer feel a lot better. It makes them feel like they don't feel stupid, I missed out. And they also have less competition right now, so they might actually get a house they like. During the pandemic, there were numerous reports of people who bought a home. They said they kind of liked, but they didn't really like because they needed to buy something. So they got a great interest rate, but maybe didn't get the house they want. So if I'm talking to a buyer right now, I'm letting them know, less competition, I'm willing to fight for you. The rates feel worse than they are. Prices have flattened out. We're in good shape. Some of you are listening to buyers who are listening to whatever on the news going, I'm waiting for the market to crash so I can buy. And again, you listen to Dr. Yoon with Dermot, the prices are not crashing. They're not changing. In fact, it's going to elevate about 1%. The other thing I'll say about sales is that the long-term perspective is good. Now, nobody's going to cover this stuff because it doesn't clickbait and it doesn't sell newspapers or airtime on the major networks. But fully two-thirds of millennials are likely to buy a home in the next 2 to 3 years, according to Bank of America. 2 to 3 years, that's a huge percentage of people. Two-thirds of millennials, that's the largest demographic in American history. 20% larger than baby boomers. And what are the millennials willing to do to buy a home? This is a survey taken right now. They're willing to buy a home sight unseen, which means they're still very, very motivated. They're willing to purchase a fixer-upper that needs major repairs. They're willing to offer over asking prices. They have to. They're willing to max their budgets out completely, and they're willing to purchase a home above the median home price of $405,000. 33% say they would. So what are we saying? More referrals, more sales. Now, it's a professional's market. Like, I just gave you a professional presentation on how to present interest rates. I gave you a professional resource in how to generate a listing from your existing customers and get more listing referrals. This is a pro's market. I only have time to give you a few here and there. Our training programs, our coaching programs are made for this season that you're entering into. And the next 12 to 18 months, as this market goes through a huge change, as people leave the real estate industry, as buyers are going to need more reassurance and leadership, and sellers are going to need more guidance, that they've now become more realistic, it's time to be a pro. You might actually have to do a price reduction on a listing. Nobody's had to do that in the last 3 years. You need to do it now because there's still unrealistic sellers who haven't gotten the news. So you're going to have to be able to do these professional things. Where are you going to get that information? I hope you come to Buffini Company. We can help you. Here's the third thing. More net income. More net income. What are you keeping? So I'm going to give you a few tips right now for your money and your business money. First and foremost, I'm going to encourage you to increase your business reserves. Now, hopefully you have some reserves. What's a reserve? Well, let's say your business costs $5,000 a month to run. You better have $5,000 set aside in a business account. So that's 1 month's reserve. I'm going to encourage you to increase your reserves during this time. Take a look at where your expenditures are. Let's just say they could be tightened up. So what makes small businesses develop into big business, according to Ludwig von Mises? He said, it's not spending, but saving and capital accumulation. Now, I'm encouraging you to save money, which, by the way, is depreciating because of inflation. I'm not going to say to you, just hoard your money so you can feel better, sleep better at night. You do want cash on hand. But the reason you want to increase your cash is the second part. You want to invest in your business to grow. Invest in your business. I'm going to bet that there is not a stock available in the next 3 to 5 years that is going to and can perform at the increased level of your business. If you got a stock right now or a bond that could give you a 10% guaranteed rate of return, you'd do it. Well, what if I told you the Buffini & Company rate of return is about 33% a year? Would that be a good rate of return? It's time to invest in your business. I'm also going to share with you, and Buffini & Company has invested millions of dollars into this, that the single biggest growth opportunity in real estate right now is teams. And what you're going to find is some of the younger millennial agents who got into the business when it was super hot are going to struggle perhaps getting leads. Many of their peers may not be able to buy at this time, but they're good practitioners who have the right heart, the right work ethic, good attitude. They'd be a great part of a team. They want to be part of a team. You're going to see more and more people join a team in the next 18 months also. And that's why we're actually, if you haven't heard of this, we're doing our very first ever team leader conference at Buffini Company. We're going to be in the Arizona Biltmore for 2 days. We have extraordinary content. We already have 400 or 500 of the top teams in the country registered for this. We're bringing in my great friend, Pat Lencioni, who wrote the best-selling book, The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. So whether if you have a team, no matter what size, we can help you. And if you don't have a team, but you're thinking about it, you might want to go to that conference. It could be very, very helpful for you. What I would say to you is save your money to grow your business. Maybe you're going to grow it through marketing. Maybe you're going to grow it through investing in your customers. Maybe you're going to have more client parties. Maybe you're going to take more clients to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Maybe you're going to offer more little goodies to your customers as you pop by and see them. You need to save your money to invest back into your business. Now's the time to grow. And you can grow your business at a higher rate than inflation. guaranteed. And with the Feeney Company's help, we can probably help you grow it at 4 times the rate of inflation. Lastly, with regards to net income, you also want to take chips off the table. Now, what I mean by that is we in real estate, and I'm certainly part of this, I made my fortune in real estate, I make my income in real estate, and I make my investments in real estate. Now, what happens to folks like us is that when the market adjusts and changes over time, we tend to be one-dimensionally dependent on this one industry and on this one vehicle for asset appreciation. And so what I'm going to encourage you is you look at your portfolio, make sure you got a few chips in a few different places. Make sure you're funding your retirement, for example. Make sure you have, you know, it is a good time to buy stock. So make sure you have some of that diversified. Obviously, we're in the business. Real estate's where we should have our primary asset, but you should have maybe 25, 40% of your assets outside of real estate. Bottom line is we got to invest. Warren Buffett said, investing is laying out money now to get more back in the future. Lastly, more time off. You need a break. But the business is still hot and this market is still moving. So how do you do it? Here's the tip. Mini breaks. Our mind is, oh, I'm going for a week here. I'm going for a 10-day cruise there. I'm going for these big trips. What if you did this? What if you took some more long weekends? What if you maybe instead of the weekends, you took a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday and take these mini breaks? You need mini breaks in your day. You need mini breaks in your week. And I've started doing this about a year ago where I have a daughter who plays volleyball in Michigan. My bride and I, boom, we went up there for 5 days. I had boys who wanted to see a University of Texas game. So we went to Texas. We saw football. We went to soccer games. We took a nice 3 day, packed and stacked it. It felt like a week, came back home. As my brother Dermot and I went to Dublin, we went to get some IV treatment. That is actually medicine there. Arthur Guinness invented that in 1748, and Guinness is very good for you. So we went on a naturopathic retreat to Guinness factory for a few days to get some health food. Little trips. Take as many as you can. We believe in it. At Buffini Company, we have a staff of several hundred people that Dermot leads, and we've initiated what we call Good Life Fridays. So we give a paid Friday once every month. We want all of our staff to take a long weekend. Why? Because the world is hectic. Because business has been hectic. Because COVID's got everybody a little wrapped, a little too tight. So lots of little mini breaks. Another little tip on that is staycations. So maybe you don't take the big trip to Hawaii. Here's an example. I live in San Diego. That's Oceanside, right by the Oceanside Pier. In fact, that's a hotel that has Top Gun's house built into it. The Top Gun house and the Top Gun motorcycle right there in Oceanside. Went there for a weekend with my bride. Fantastic. So instead of, hey, here's the 10-day trip to the Big Island, we took 3 days and it's a 30-minute drive. A little staycation. Fantastic. Last tip on time off. Do it up. You're going to take these shorter trips? Do it up. You know, it doesn't cost that much more to fly first class than it does to fly coach. It doesn't cost that much more to get a suite than a hotel room. If you're not going to spend 7 or 10 days somewhere, you're going to go 3 days, get a suite. You know, go get the nicer meal. Do it up a little bit. Reward yourself. You're working hard. You've been busting your hump the past few years. The market's about to change. Don't go into panic mode. It's a pros market. Don't worry about it. There's a number of people going to leave the business, but you're not. So we've covered this little industry update. We've had a great time with Dr. Lawrence Yoon, and then we talked about the Fab Four and how to bust out of a recession. We gave you the real estate report. You have to become the trusted advisor when it comes to data. Go to buffiniandcompany.com/midyear2022resources. And this will give you wonderful stuff on the mortgage side of things, on the buyer side of things, on the seller side of things, and then even a little bit of advice on recessions. And so it's very well done. And for those of you who've decided, hey, the market's changing. I know I've been running by the seat of my pants. I need to get more organized. I need to get more structured. I need to get the chaos out of my business and into just a better structure. Then maybe it's time for you to go get a coach. You know, what I will say to you is we're making available to you a free business consultation to see if coaching is right for you. So again, go on our mid-year 2022 resources page and go there and you'll see where you can get a free business consultation. You know, my encouragement to you is our clients are going to hammer it during this recession. You saw Dermot show you the numbers of how much we outperform the market. Our clients are going to outperform inflation and outperform the recession. The rest of the industry is going to get a bit hammered. And we're already seeing companies cutting back. We're advancing. We're growing. And we're going to help you grow during this time. I hope you've enjoyed this broadcast. I want to thank Dermot. I want to thank Dr. Yoon. And I want to thank all of you for joining us. I love the real estate business and I love real estate people. And I love people who had the courage to get into business for themselves and be entrepreneurs. It's a tough business, but the greatest business I've ever been a part of. And I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope this little update and these bold predictions will help you navigate the rest of this year and set yourself up for success next year. There will be some people getting out of the business. I understand that. But if you apply these Fab Four principles we just talked about, it'll not only fuel your business and defeat the recession, you'll come out ahead and stronger than ever. Thanks for joining me today. We'll see you next time.
May the road rise up to meet you, and may the wind always be at your back. May the rain fall soft upon your fields, and the sun shine warm upon your face. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the hollow of his hand. See you next time.